In New Orleans, culture often transforms into economic transactions that happen on the street. Something we all know and possibly take for granted. In this episode of Sarah Holtz and Kelly Crawford's series Street Economy, street poet Shannon takes us into the lives of the poets who create and exchange their poetry for what people are willing to pay for.
Poetry here is on the streets, complete with typewriters, super cool carbon paper, and costumes. Street poet Shannon is taking us there.
They want to be us. They just don't know how to do it.
It's true. When you see the poets out there with stickers on their typewriters that say, "Drop out, write poetry," you wonder, should I? So what does it take to get there?
Cubs is the main, like, royal street poet. Cubs the poet. He's from D.C., and he does these, like, short little index card-sized poems. I feel like Cubs writes in, like, lyrical spoken word.
It's called Georgia by Cubs the Poet. Smell the love. See the love.
David comes all the way from Pensacola every weekend to write poems.
No pressure. It's just poetry.
My friend Sebastian, who's a poet.
No, tell her the story about when we met. I was sitting there drinking tea.
See, that's how it goes.
And Shannon, she looks me right into the eye and she goes, "You are so beautiful. Can I please be your Valentine?"
And Kaylee has been here for the last year doing this.
I know you're good.
Wow.
But do you want to be better?
It's like when we set up with 6, 7, 8 of us on Royal, we do better than when there's only like 3 or 4 of us. Like, just to be a poet on the street is amazing. It really actually gives you, like, hope for humanity.
So when it comes to humanity, who exactly is it that's asking for poems on the street? Well, here's a small rundown.
I just do tours. I'm just a normal person. But they call me Sugar Bear, though.
Sugar Bear?
Yeah.
How'd you get that name?
I mean, because I'm sweet, baby. If I shave my face, I look like a sugar baby.
Well, we're here on our honeymoon, and it's our last day. We got to go soon. And we stopped by and thought, what a more romantic way to get something as a keepsake.
Death and justice.
Because she's in both. She's a mortician and a judge. And a Cajun.
So there the poets are, lined up from one end of the street to the other, large signs that say poems for sale, sitting behind their small wooden tables with fingers ready. But there's still confusion about what it means to buy a poem, or how this poetry thing even works.
What are you doing, like StoryCorps or something? What are you doing?
You just do it out of nowhere?
Yeah, so if you guys give me a topic, I'll write the poem for you, and then you can pay me what you think it's worth.
So it's your subject, your price.
What?
Name the price after the poem.
We do 2 for $10. Do you want to prompt me, or?
I have to prompt you?
No, I'm asking if you want to, or like how.
Not necessarily, I mean, I could just write.
And I realized that I need people to want to fight me about things. I need people to tell me that I'm a shitty writer, and I need people to be like, I'm a real writer, I'm published. And I need people to like try to put their fingers in my typewriter. And I need people to like lean over and try to see what I'm writing. And like when I set up for poetry and when I write for poetry, I get to give people a piece of myself, but at the same time I also get to be challenged because I have to sit there and observe people all day.
Perfect view of the eyes. The staring contest with God, blink twice. Even creators question their quest. Ideas are light bulbs for people like you. Walk blindly, love.
That's really beautiful.
That's all I got.
Holy crap. Thank you. I'm framing this.
Can you believe you guys almost walked away from this?
Oh, like, can I write you a poem, please?
And I'm like this. All my
please.
Even the sun itself will burn.
And that's street economy.